National Reparations Rally, Saturday, May 17th, a festival of unity and celebration of the ongoing quest for reparations, as well as the 100th anniversary of the birth of Malcolm X. Speakers include Michael Eric Dyson, Robin Ruth Simmons, O'Malley Yeshitela, Ajua Ayatoro, with virtual remarks from Marilana Karenga, actress Erica Alexander, and Ben Chavis. Performers include the rapper Razzcast, along with DC's own Ayanna Gregory, Afi Soul, Lucy Murphy, Nana Malaya, and the Malcolm X dancers and drummers, Free Benjamin, Randy Payton, and Laini Mataka. May 17th, Landsberg Park, 1098 Delaware Avenue Southwest, 11 a.m.
I'm Weezy Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
Good evening, all. It's about 6.02 p.m. On Monday, April 28th, and this is Shug's Line. Perhaps you're joining us on the World Wide Web via satellite or beyond, but if you're in D.C. or in the surrounding areas, your dial is on 89.3 WPFW-FM. This is listener-supported, community-powered radio, which means the reason why you hear my voice is because the community put this show on the air. WPFW recently celebrated 48 years on the air. What an incredible accomplishment to be sustained and poured into and sort of, you know, just put here by people investing in the vision and the voices that WPFW consistently brings to the table. So, you know, the only reason WPFW has been able to do that is because of listener support. And it's about that time of year, y'all. May 2nd is when the pledge drive is starting. So get your coins ready. Maybe you're old school and need to pull out the hammer to break the piggy bank. But now more than ever, it's important that we put our wallets where our values are. And, you know, just the community has shown consistently by tuning in that WPFW is a space that is valued. But anyhow, on this Monday slot, from 6 to 7 p.m., you hear from the collective Inside Out. Again, I'm Shug's Line. I'm one of the hosts of Inside Out Radio, which we are a collective taking you inside diverse perspectives of the queer community. And we look at everything from pop culture to politics through an inclusive lens. Inside Out is DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial and one of only a handful in the country, which again just speaks to what this area values and what the station values. And I am on the air on the fourth Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So the next time that you will hear from me is on May 26th, I believe. That's Memorial Day. But, you know, today we are kind of revisiting what we were checking out last month. Can't believe it's the end of April. And we're going to get into some music before we introduce the guest that's here with us. We're continuing an exploration of down-tempo, but this time we decided to try to keep the music selection a little bit more modern, and we'll kind of get into more of what we define that to be. But let's roll right into some music with Stay Here by Rakaya.
Side.
There is no reason.
do them in plain sight. People don't interfere. See, when they get all surreptitious, that the trouble starts. What's your power source? 'Cause I died in anticipation. Hindsight is 30-60, 30-60.
right. That was Suge's line flip of God and Me. You're listening to WPFW 89.3. This is Inside Out Radio. I'm Suge's line for Inside Out Radio. That was an original mix of them girls, Mary Mary. If you know, you know. But just know either way, you got the God in you. Before that, well, we heard Be On My Side by Melanie Charles, also known as Dee Flower, who is making jazz trill again. And before that, we heard Rakaya, who has been a DC local soul savant, sending out a very special happy birthday to Rakaya and to all of the Tauruses out there for grounding and holding us down. Thank you for what you do. But anyhow, here I'm joined by Tafari Robertson, the writer of the Black Genre Makers Guidebook, who's an organizer based in 19143 Southwest Philadelphia to the world. They're a Texan, they're an artist, they always keep a sketchbook on them. Tafari, you can introduce yourself better than I can. So just let us know, who are you as a listener, a thinker, a maker, a theorizer? And what do you have coming up?
Hey. This is Tafari. I'm an artist. I'm from Texas, Trinidadian by heritage, living in Philadelphia, Southwest, and just concerned with all things Black cultural production, Pan-Africanism, cultural anarchy and production. I'm just curious, you know. I'm listening to things and my brain's just always trying to figure something out. I'm always trying to figure something out, whether that's artistically, as you know, us being friends, I'm always trying to figure something out. And it translates. So I'm excited. Right.
Okay. I was saying you put your questions into action for sure. And yeah, that active action that we have here is that we put so much music today, which I personally know how it is to be sitting in DC traffic. The AC in my car personally doesn't work. And so when I'm sitting in traffic, the air is also not moving. So the least we can do is give these folks good music to listen to. But we're exploring down tempo. And I mean, you sort of offered the operative definition of down tempo that I sort of am like moving from, as far as you know the range of genres that prioritize slowing down, holding the space for emotional thoughtfulness, sensuality, romance, and careful storytelling. That's kind of what you woke up for down tempo. But I guess I'm really curious, like, what are you dreaming about as far as like, you know, musical spaces or just music in general? What are you dreaming about? What are your questions leading you to?
Well, right now, I think I'm just always, like you said, like whatever I'm figuring out, I'm trying to think about where it is in real life. I need to be visual. I need to be tangible. So lately, I've just been thinking about Black DIY artists and spaces and infrastructure, and then the same with this, you know, down to Bo Lover's Ball, is kind of wanting to bring people into a conversation so that we can start supporting each other creatively. I mean, even I left off from the last question of what I have coming up, but creating spaces, like where I work with a group called the Memory Workers Guild, and we're putting together labs that are going to be coming up in Philadelphia over the next few weeks from May and into June. So that's just something, I think it's all the same. I think it all fuses with how do creative people get together? What is the music that brings us together? And a lot of times, you know, we're coming towards summer. It's going to be an up-tempo summer. But actually, sometimes the summer is slow. It's hot. It's down to, it's, you know, you can cruise around. You got to roll the windows down. You can't be moving around too much, you know? I know that. I had no AC in my car when I was in Texas, and I just learned that my AC is not blowing cold air last week when it got warm too. So now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to figure that out too. So
wow. Well, sending coolness to everyone out there. You know, if all that we have for you is coolness in the music, let's just listen more and we'll speak where we can. But I think the conversation really lies in the listening. So we'll go into, again, local legends, y'all. Boomscat coming up next. And there's some Arrested Development, some knowledge. We got a very hefty playlist today. Let's just keep listening.
What happens when you fall? Almost give up, gotta crawl. Feels like too much. Pick back up again, back up again, back up again. Can't get scared to try. I get scared to fly. But the turbulence is better than getting left behind. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. It's gonna hurt, I know. It always hurts to grow. There are lessons in the pain. Only the strong go insane. Can't get scared to try. You'll get scared to fly. But the turbulence is better than getting left behind. Don't get left behind. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me. I don't know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is. But I know when I get there, when I find it, it's for me.
When I get there, I know it's mine.
When I find it, it's for me.
When I get there,
when I find it, it's for me. But I know
when I get there, I will always find.
It's for me.
Bye. culture. Body universal. As I stroll down my street, Africa's a boiling, overflowing inside of me. I used to sport a curl made by Jerry.
A Jerry curl.
But as time passed, it didn't last. After my curl, I never combed my do. I used to sport a cap, but the naps kept shining through. Shining. My sister got a brand new perm. My boy says she looks pretty fine, body real firm. Folks at a job, loves a new touch-up. I can tell a white boss gets a kick when she's all done up. My sister loves her blackness, but the U.S. says that a perm is her attractiveness. But Africa keeps coming stronger. We found out it ain't a perm, it's a temporary. Uh-huh.
Don't have cash to go to the music school, but money for the guitar or the violin or the tuba. My mom's had a record player and the 45s. I put the needle on the record and I kicked a crazy lie. Scratching it up, catching the breaks. Spirits within me have me do what it takes. Grammys I win,
and once again, like my Egyptian kin,
it's Africa within, making something out of nothing.
Africa's inside me, taking back her child. She's giving me my pride and setting me free. Africa's inside me, taking back her child. She's giving me my pride and setting me free.
Have a story.
Making love to my daughter, telling her not to eat her mama's ham hocks, allowing her the choice to twist her hair and make it lock. Yo, I don't like it, I just don't like it. Papa may say, but the soul is a boiling. And sooner or later, Africa's glory and toil will teach an old dog new tricks. Why in the world can't everybody recognize that Africa's an everybody? We all ask, why can't we be sisters and brothers? But first, we gotta accept who is our mother.
Rather embrace her up the jungle or ghetto. Melanin dwells, but can stop, go and develop. Arrested for nothing, gumbo's within, so for H2O dropping happenings like Homo sapiens hustlings in to exist as Afro USA men residing in Pumani was once Christian, starfish like FOS and find origin.
Teacher independent studies, especially that of a conscious type. We've seen those schools as we were on tour, and we love them. We think they're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM. This is Inside Out Radio, and we're 2 minutes past the half hour. All the music that we're exploring today is inside of a Black genre maker's perspective on down tempo. And we're joined by special guest Safari Diop. What did we play? That was Dangerous by Knowledge, instrumental version. Before that, Africa's Inside of Me by Arrested Development. And before that, Next Time by Boomscat feat. Manny Wells. Today's lens on down-tempo is intended to be a little bit more modern. I sort of was posing the question of what is modern? What is modernity? Is a song modern if we play it now in a contemporary context? But Safari, you had your own sort of thoughts about that.
For me, modernity is important because, you know, there's a lot of artists who are still making work and, you know, like are touring and looking for venues, and they're struggling in the same way that the artists that we look back to struggled, you know, looking for airplay, looking for venues, looking for a fan base. And especially in terms of down tempo, I think it's important to note that, you know, there's a world of downtempo that's still being produced that is still a counter to the radio and the mainstream ask to churn out quickly, to make pop hits, to make, you know, music for TikTok, to make music for ads now. You know, that's more what the, you know, everyone has to have a TikTok song. And, you know, so this is important because where do we find and make room to participate in our contemporary culture, you know, support the young people, not even just young people, it's intergenerational, but the people who are still making that, you know? So, yeah.
I think that's certainly insightful. I mean, I know that last time our playlist went as far back as, say, Billie Holiday. I know we played some Ella Fitzgerald last week. I know in general, we said that, you know, your operative lens for downtempo is trying to merge, you know, all the way back from the juke joint potentially to, you know, like, you know, a soft kind of techno club or blue lights in the basement type of vibes. And specifically like in the guidebook, in the Black Genre Makers guidebook that you created, which is sort of, it's a bit of a essay mixed with a workbook, I would say, was my experience of the work. Tempo specifically indicates things from a more contemporary electronic perspective. So DJs or producers are engaged with newer forms of like beat repetition, sequencing. There's genres that are being born like techno, jungle, disco, house, dub, hip hop. You know, it asks a DJ oftentimes to keep things lively and social, where downtempo more allows you to kind of move into that reflective space. But I think even still, there's just like a lot of changes. There was a kind of question that we were untangling with some of the music we were choosing, where I was asking you, how do you feel about downtempo in the hip hop space? I sort of was of the mind that maybe it's perhaps like coming more from the beat makers themselves, but you kind of had a different thought about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just think that as we're talking about down tempo as like a modifier, you know, it's all of these new artists, I think they're still the same decision to split off, you know, where it's like, okay, you want to make drill, you want to make something upbeat, you want to make something aggressive, something that's hard. And so the rappers that you see in the independent space are also participating in saying like, okay, this is emotive. I need something that I can express something different. So I think just, again, in the nature of exploration, looking at artists like Mike, looking at artists like Earl, thinking back to like backpack rap, thinking back to things that, you know, boom bap and all of that. Yes, that's production, but that's also them participating together and saying, what is the story that I want to tell? You know, what is, you know, where am I switching to poetry, you know, between poetry and rap, you know, like is Lauryn Hill down tempo? Like, is the Fugees, like those sort of things. maybe, maybe not. But I think about the contemporary lens of saying, you know, especially here, like looking at what masculinity, how that participates in genre. And so for new SoundCloud rappers where they're also challenging gender and they're also challenging the color and the style of music and the fashion that comes traditionally with hip hop. And sometimes that means we're gonna glitch it out. Sometimes that means we're gonna go super internet technology. And other times it means like, I can, you know, go slow. I can go really slow, you know? So it's a, it's, feel a, like, it's a experiment, you know?
It definitely is an experiment. I feel like your best argument for me outside of the words will always be in the actual material of music. Because at the end of the day, like even in the songs we just chose to play, a lot of them are sample-based music. A lot of them are actually literally referencing older material, older samples, and just applying sort of like a different lens of technology to it to kind of shift it into a newer space, a newer feeling. And I just wonder, how does that locate things or not in a contemporary context? I mean, but of course, like I'm the person, I, Sweet Corey Bay, am the person who's always gonna be like, well, you know, this song is originally sampling. but that's actually what appeals to me. That's actually what speaks to me. Like, I know that like a personal breakthrough that I had with myself production wise was realizing that you could put the sound of like vinyl scratches onto a track, even if, you know, nothing from your track is derived from sort of that space of like pressing the needle on the wax. That's kind of where that sound comes from. You can still kind of like automate and create that sound. There's presets for that sound in certain beat machines. Like the SP404 has a vinyl simulator. And that is like a key part of like what people are listening for, like the sound that they're reaching for. So I just find myself curious about it. And also music has changed so much, like even programming the show, like what we're realizing is that people aren't making radio edits of their music anymore. Like that's gonna be on us to kind of like actually really get into the nitty gritty of scrubbing some of these tracks to kind of, because we have an opportunity to share sounds on the radio that just aren't shared. Like, you know, we do hear the same, you know, 15 songs pretty much everywhere else that you listen on major top 40 pop radio. But, you know, other artists sort of have just like even moved away from that as a possibility. So it's like, where is this genre living and how does it reach people? It's really a question.
Well, you know, what's coming to mind while you were talking was thinking about these similar things. I like to do like kind of a one-to-one transition, right? So if you think about like kind of like the traditional 90s into early 2000s hip hop production, it was lyrically, speaking about the rappers versus the producers, but lyrically it was articulation, it was Twista, it was, you know, like it was Speed, it was Wu-Tang Clan, it was like, you know, it was Choppy, it was Triplett, even into that. And I'm thinking about what point I would make about contemporary lyricists and rappers is they're responding to their own culture, but that's where you hear stuff where it's like, oh, you know, you're allowed to slur your words. You're allowed to be unclear. And there is a version of that that's like, oh, well, you're just like, you know, under practice and you're new in music. But then you see artists that are like, no, that's a function of that's a texture that I'm utilizing in my music. And that to me, I think is a similar decision in downtempo saying like, well, I don't have major productions. I'm not on a main label. I don't have people, I don't even expect to be on any mainstream radio. I'm not even thinking about the radio. The internet is my playground and there's no rules. So I'm rejecting all rules. You know, I'm putting this on YouTube and trying to get on, you know, a Spotify playlist at best, you know.
Oh. It's certainly mystifying because, I mean, you definitely woke up the point earlier about how, you know, in service of supporting, putting food on the table of artists right now, we can't call it modern just because we play it today. We can't call it modern just because it has a resurgence today. But at the same time, when certain people, let's say, look back at, like, I can't remember if it was 2023 or 2024, Solitude by Billie Holiday, that's a down-tempo classic. That's going to be on the playlist of that year because it went viral on TikTok and everybody said, wow, Solitude by Billie Holiday is the perfect song for my cup of coffee in the morning. And I do think that that's meaningful. I do think that that's important for songs sort of to like have that interplay across timelines. But there's just still something that is, I don't know, missing for me, or maybe it really is just because I know myself specifically as a listener, I'm still listening to CDs. I still primarily listen to music on vinyls, on vinyl, and you're not supposed to add an S to vinyls, but it's anti-Black to say Black people can't put the S on things. Anyway, vinyl records, I still primarily listen to vinyl. But that includes modern down-tempo artists. Like, I know we have some LIV.E, Live, in this playlist featuring Akima in this playlist. And I got an album, Girl with the Half Pearl. It came out in 2023. And that record went triple platinum in my house. That record didn't come off of the turntable probably for at least a month. I just would say, am I in a side one or side two mood? So I think there's just something to say about the method, perhaps, of finding music, of encountering certain sounds, and like, yeah, how we organize it into something cohesive, a cohesive experience. And I think that's what Black genre making is trying to do, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just the last note of, again, being like, there are scenes to participate in, there are artists to support. Like, I think it's really cool that a lot of the people that you chose were from DC. Those are people who, you know, are living in apartments just like us. Not that we expect them to be in mansions or anything, but it's like, you know, you meet people where you're like, damn, I love your music. We got the same $20. So the same $75 you'd spend on a limited edition Billie Holiday print.
Repressing, right?
You could be circulating on that same genre's legacy. We have people who are singing beautiful voices. We have people who are crooning. And if you have the time and energy, you know, which I know not everyone has, I think even I'm like watching that start to run out. And I remind myself, and specifically in this moment, to say like, well, don't forget that there are people making music who want that support, you know, like it always lives on, you know.
I think you make a really valid and a really important point. It is interesting to kind of sit with it inside of the machine of capitalism and how it interacts specifically with people who are creating music right now. A lot of people, most people I know, are not living off of their artist checks. Like, it is something, there's another reason to why people keep making music and keep making sounds. But yeah, I mean, coming up, we have more like cutting edge music, like, you know, this song coming up next is In Living Color by Daniel Sun. And it came out, I think, 2 weeks ago, but it's a certified banger and definitely still in the realm of that down tempo feeling. But you're listening to WPFW 89.3. This is Inside Out Radio. I'm Sweet Corey Bay, aka Shug's Line. And I'm here with Tafari Robertson. And let's just keep listening. Gets hazy.
lost in the fog and the dust. Death in the valley so shady, searching for something to trust. You're my beacon in bad dreams, steady hand when I shake. Feel your presence around me, don't know how much more I can take. I want to see
looking at him, but you know that you
You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM. This is Shug's Line for Inside Out Radio. I'm joined by my guest, Tafari Robertson, and we are exploring down-tempo music, which you just heard was Raw by Shormi. Before that, What You Need Reminded by Akima Zain and L-I-V.E. Live. Before that, we heard the Chopped and Screwed edit of Alexander O'Neill and Living Color by Daniel Sun. It's 5 minutes till the top of the hour. And yeah, thank you for joining me, Tafari. This was a two-part effort of exploring down-tempo music. I'm just really glad to have you here with me. It's been good to share musical space with you.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. I'm just excited. I feel like we have a similar back and forth, but we diverge in different ways. And it's always fun to kind of go from the classics to the modernity, to the down tempo, to the genre exploration. Yeah, the whole journey has been really cool.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here with me. I mean, we're at the end here, so I'll do a quick community shout out to the Wild Child Show that was at Fedwell for Petworth Porch Fest. Also, shout out to the organizers of Petworth Porch Fest. I think y'all made the right call deciding to have the festival be split across 2 days, because everyone knows if you organize an event in DC in April, you might get rained on. You might get a little bit wet. And it can be a spiritual experience to have a concert outside when the water just falls on you. A fun fact about me is I survived night two of Beyonce's Renaissance tour at FedEx Field. And no matter what you paid for your ticket that day, you got wet in the rain. So, shout out to the rain, shout out to the earth. We need that. And I think sort of at the end here, there was one final song. Tafari, you said that if there was sort of like a textbook, which the Black Genre Makers Guidebook, I say let's make it a textbook soon. People need that. If there was a song that would be beside Down Tempo in the dictionary, you said it would be Blood Like Lemonade by Morcheeba. Why? In a minute.
Yeah, no, I think one thing that I think lingers, as much as we're experimenting, I always really and still want to make space to honor that there is a genre that is down tempo, that is really like a UK, but it's a global kind of Pan-African. It gets credited to like Portishead, and you know, you might think of it traditionally, but Morcheeba, it's this sort of like techno genre. It is this rejection of the it's in family of electronic dance music, that is this sort of drum and bass. Go upward, you get jungle, go downward, you get down tempo. So it has a lot of those similar things, and that's what this song really lives in. So down tempo, the modifier, which I clarified, but down tempo, the genre, if you're interested in that, that's that late 90s, early 2000s, cargo pants, bootcut jeans, big headphones, record shop, UK listening, movie soundtrack. This is that.
All right. Well, this has been Inside Out Radio. See y'all on the next fourth Monday and enjoy.
WPFW has been a site of resistance in defense of truth, justice, and culture for 48 years. Our spring membership drive begins with a special celebration of James Brown's birthday, May 3rd, and closes with a centennial birthday celebration of Malcolm X on May 19th. Two pillars of music and message. Your financial sustenance is needed more than ever to continue this type of programming. As a new listener or current member, this is your opportunity to contribute to the growth of an institution that stands